USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The President and First Lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announcing President Trump and wife Melania to visit with the rabbi of Tree of Life Synagogue and the families of the 11 people shot and killed by an anti-Semite as they prayed on the Sabbath.
Anti-Semitism is a plague to humanity, and it is responsible for many of the worst horrors in human history. We all have a duty to confront anti-Semitism in all its forms and everywhere and anywhere it appears.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking in Boston condemning the murderous rampage.
Our team, the FBI and Department of Justice, on this case right now, charges have already been filed, and we intend to do our duty in this matter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Cesar Sayoc, the Florida man accused of sending pipe bombs in the mail to Democrats and critics of the president, in shackles and handcuffs, making his first appearance in federal court in Miami. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street after some wild swings, the Dow losing 245 points to close at 24,442, the Nasdaq down 1.6%, and the S&P 500 down 17 points. In other news,
the hurricane is about 1,500 miles west of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hurricane Oscar forming in the Atlantic, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The National Hurricane Center said land isn't threatened at this time and no coastal watches or warnings are in effect. Forecasters say the storm should turn north, then head away from the United States by Wednesday. The hurricane could even become a Category 2 before turning out to sea later on this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pope Francis says he's grieving with Pittsburgh's Jewish community. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Denouncing the inhuman act of violence in his words and praying for an end to the flames of hatred that fueled it, Pope Francis led prayers for Pittsburgh in St. Peter's Square on Sunday morning, a day after a gunman expressing hatred of Jews opened fire in a synagogue during Sabbath services, killing 11 people. Francis prayed for the dead, injured, and their families, saying, in reality, all of us are wounded by this inhuman act of violence. Meanwhile, police say the suspect told officers Jews are committing genocide and that he wanted them all to die.
A black leader defending the president's Young Black Leadership event at the White House, USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Reverend Al Sharpton said President Trump's Young Black Leadership Summit was shameful, and he accused the president of using young African American conservatives as props. On Fox News, Brandon Tatum, director of urban engagement for Turning Point USA, responded to Sharpton's comments.
This was an awesome event for these young folks. 400 black leaders from all over the country able to be in the White House and hear from the president. And I'm going to say this, and I want Al Sharpton to be watching this network and listen to me clearly. As a strong black man raised by a black father, I'm telling Al Sharpton to his face, he should be ashamed of himself. And I want to set the record straight. The White House was one element of a four-day summit where these young people were inspiring.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.